For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Tuesday.
Yes, it was a fun Tuesday. And thank you to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Yasiel Puig pinch hitting, and he will hit a ground ball toward short. Russell goes to Baez one. Over to first. The Cubs are going to the World Series. The Cubs win the pennant. We have just seen one of the greatest things in Chicago Cubs history.
You know, remember that?
I remember that night. Yeah. It was a late night. It was a long night. It was a great night.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work, as always.
Hey, I'm frustrated, but this is what it is. You know, do I want to be, you know, known for this? No, I don't. But that's the cards I've been dealt with, given the history of it. So it is what it is.
What would you say to those that are worried that you might get hurt again?
Yeah. Continue? I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it.
Well, unfortunate comment, the last bit. That's Tua explaining why he's going to play. He also doesn't want to play with any kind of
no guardian.
Helmet help.
Yeah, no guardian
if you
help.
Will.
I like cards I've been dealt with.
That was the cringy part for you.
That was cringy. Yeah. It just tickles me.
Okay, you know? Yeah. I'm the Joker in that pack. Hey, it's a Layla Tuesday. Layla Mahaney here. And Marshall Harris. We've got Marshall. What a glorious moment. And they're here with Dan. Dan
nope.
Burns.
What?
Personal choice.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was his no to the little bit of added padding.
The guardian cap?
The guardian cap.
Yeah,
I'm for that.
Yeah, there was the right guard on Tampa was wearing it last night.
Yeah, different players will make different choices. I don't know how much heavier it is or if it impairs your freedom. I don't know, but some people do. Personal choice.
They hate us for our freedom.
What?
They hate us for our freedom. That's all I said.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's a bad idea for him. Like, adjust now so you don't have to adjust your entire life later.
Ooh.
I would take all the precautions. Like, yeah. you ain't got to tell me twice.
And I think it's a very good example of how in the NFL, doctors and coaches probably have to fight players a lot more than we think when it comes to them insisting that they're fine.
Well, I think there are two. The guardian helmet thing, I don't know. I need to do more research and finding. If it were clearly an advantage that or a protection, wouldn't everybody be using it as a mandate? Wouldn't they require it?
Might
no,
I
you know how
this
league
you
works.
The use of the Hans device in NASCAR and the pushback that originally happened there?
Maybe.
Yeah, I was growing up watching hockey. I never understood why everyone didn't do more with the cage.
But Tua's comments about to the death are startling, but they should not be surprising.
Well, to me, what continues to resonate is what Olin Krutz said, and I just think he's such an authority on this because he knows him well, and he reiterated. He said we're a warrior culture, and he talked about the Hawaiians or Polynesian culture. He said we are a warrior culture, and I don't know if that's sad or honorable at this point, because it isn't war. It's football. It's a game.
I think it just means, like, if you're programmed with that and that is cultural and your parents had the same mindset, you know, you have to at least acknowledge it in order to try to adapt.
I'm absolutely acknowledging it.
I'm saying that.
I presume that, I mean, that's sort of, to me, the guiding point in all of this. But when you say with the parenting aspect of it, like, that's the part I don't get.
Well, both things can be true. It can be both sad and honorable. And it's all about perspective, right? And knowing how you were raised. We see people all the time. This is just an example of how society, nurture versus nature, can raise you to believe certain things and to a fault, a lot of different things. And I think this falls into that category. Back to the Guardian thing, there's more than one train of thought of how helpful that actually is. The research is still it's incomplete, inconclusive.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
If I have an extra chance at bettering my future for a little adjustment, then I'm probably going to
I'm 100% taking all the fail safes you give me.
I will ask this to you guys. Did you ever see the Tom Rinaldi feature on College Game Day that he did on Tua's upbringing when he was in college at Alabama?
His dad being very hard on him.
And they talked about using the belt, and it was like in the Tom Rinaldi style with the piano and everything.
Borderline abuse.
I remember that.
Watch it now in the year of our Lord 2024, and you tell me.
There's
like,
no borderline.
Layla, it's a different time.
It is. But I mean, it's just, and that, relatively speaking, is not that long ago when he was in college, you know?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
But then it makes you understand a little bit why he's motivated the way he is.
And yet that is true, and I'm not going to diminish the fit because that does all factor into it. But there's also the football culture that, regardless of where you come from, that I think is also very powerful and in influential. And I think we're seeing that, to localize it, Jaquan Brisker's dealing with his third concussion 3 seasons in a row. And my sense is that, based on his social media activity, based on the way they're talking about it, he's planning to come back if he can at the soonest possible moment he can, because he feels like he's in the midst of what they believe is a special season. That's a difficult thing to address if you're talking to him about his future in 10 or 15, 20, 30, 40 years, because he's stuck in the moment and he's living in the moment. And I think he's making decisions that way because of the football culture.
Yeah, I think, Layla, your mention of the Hans device in the head and neck restraint, it was always optional. And you remember the talk in NASCAR, what people would say about you if you used that?
Yes, one of the legends of the game.
And then,
like, I understand that you
it
wanna,
wasn't
you
mandatory.
Adjust,
it wasn't mandatory until Dale Earnhardt's head fell off.
I remember where I was when I heard that news.
Yeah, I was working.
That was the first time I needed an armed guard to my car. Was when somebody called in and said they were shocked that Dale Earnhardt was dead.
And of course, your response was not exactly soft.
My response was, that's insane. You could be sad, but you can't be shocked.
Oh,
the notoriously reckless driver who eschewed the Hans device, a driver who drove a piece of metal at 200 miles an hour for a living, is dead.
But that's why there should be oversight. And even now, hockey, you know, the hockey style mask is still used by some baseball catchers, but, you know, they didn't transition to that for a while. I remember there was pushback on the mask and the helmet that they used.
Hockey goalies didn't wear helmets or masks.
Remember the Steve Yeager protection for your neck after Steve Yeager?
After he got hit in the Adam's apple, and he designed that, and now that is standard protection.
Yep. Change is hard for people. I understand that piece of it.
How are you going to handle these things this morning?
I'm going to end a bunch of sentences with prepositions just to irritate
Dan. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You'll irritate me too. I'm going to say that I'm shocked about stuff that is still shocking because they have a parasocial relationship with that person.
Where's the library at?
Oh, come on.
Please don't do that.
English language sucks.
Wow.
It does. It's horribly constructed.
It is. You're right. Right, it's very difficult to learn. We're going to talk about the Jaden Daniels situation and what it would mean to not have him play or have him play, the significance of having the matchup that we anticipate. Dave Wannstedt was really good talking about some stuff regarding how to ferret through some of this injury information. Layla has the Necronomicon, the famous notebook, is containing all sorts of items from the Minnesota-Detroit game, which we will unleash on the unsuspecting universe. Patrick Manley at 11. There's some great Cole Komet sound we're going to play, too, throughout the show. High Noon, TJ Edwards at noon, and Tim Jenkins at 1 o'clock. We're also going to bring back some of the Billy Donovan stuff, clearly getting ready to have the Bulls play a different kind of basketball this year.
Have a great show.
Okay.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.